book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 14. And we'll start from there. I'd like to say thank you for the happy birthday to Malachi's and the gifts, stuff like that. He's a more than blessed young man. I tell you, just to know that he's 1 year old already, it blows our mind. I told April the other day when Clayton Malachi got up, and the next morning I said, these guys must have sprouted 2 inches overnight. I don't know what happened. The only thing that matters to me is that he's in church, amen, and being raised the right way, being taught the right things.
Yeah.
Now, when he gets older and he decides what to do with that, that's up to him. You know, I can't force him to do it. I can't force him to be saved. I can't force him to follow the Lord, but I know a man who can. Amen. I know God can get in his heart, just like he did mine and just like he did in their families. You know, God can work in a man's heart and turn it from the inside out. Amen. If you're saved here today, amen, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen. That day when God got a hold of you and got a hold of that heart of yours, amen, in my case, it's a heart of stone, amen, and melted that heart of stone and allowed him to come in, and he did a work in my life. Amen. Church, a lot of times these days, we got people that are lost, amen, that will not let God come 2 feet near them. Amen. Won't let God have anything to do with their household. Won't let God have anything to do with them person, their family, and want no part of it.
Yeah.
Amen. But once they do let God in, a wonders to God can do. Amen. The movement that God provides in that household, the movement that God provides in that man's heart, a woman's heart. Amen. After you see the results of it and the fruit of it. Yeah. Amen. It makes it all worthwhile to watch. Amen. How good God is and how miraculous God is. We talked about this morning in Sunday school about all the things that's happened. And, people believe there's no God. If there is a God, you know, they talk about the Big Bang Theory. But the key word in that, Brother Joe, is theory. Amen.
Yeah.
It's a man's theory. And the word theory means this is what I think happened. I have no proof. I have no signs of evidence. Prove or shows that it's a theory that this is what I think happened. Amen.
Right.
But God's word here today, if you open it up and read it from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, has proven, amen, that God exists. Amen.
Yeah.
All the way from God created the heavens and the earth and the trees thereof. Amen. All the way to the end where it says, I will return to take my children home. Amen. There's proof in there that it exists and it will happen. Amen, church. I tell you today, the sooner that this world opens this book and realizes that our opinions don't matter, amen, the better off this world will be. Amen? Praise God. Amen. The book of Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 14. A few scripture, a few verses here. The Bible says in verse 14, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, and O daughter of Jerusalem, the Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Boy, I didn't notice that. Amen. So now, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not. And to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee. I will save her that halteth and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. And at that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and praise among all the people of the earth. And when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Amen, church. I'm beginning now to think that song that he put on my heart was for me. Amen. The Bible says, Brother Eric, he said, I am in the midst of thee. Amen. Amen. In the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our trials. Amen. In the midst of our storms. Amen. God is in the middle of it. Amen. Amen. In the times that we think we're by ourselves. In the times that we think we can't go much further. God is in the midst of thee. Amen. He said that I am mighty. somebody to save. Ain't that good to know? Amen. Church, you have family that's lost today. Lost and unknown with that God you love to see saved. My Bible tells me that God says He is mighty to save today. Amen, church. Amen. Your pastor can't save you. Amen. The deacon can't save you. The association can't save you. But God can today. Amen. Amen. He's in your walk with you each and every day. He's in the midst of your life and in your storms. God is in the midst of thee today. Boy, amen. Ain't it good to go to a service that you come and gather together in the house of God? Amen. And you sit together and the Spirit starts moving. Amen. The Word of God gets preached, songs get sung. Amen. And you know that God's in the middle of it. Amen. Boy, it's those times where churches, amen, the preachers, amen, get into service and they try to run it their way. Amen. And you know God is not in the middle of it. Amen. I love our motto here, Brother Jerry. Amen. A lot of churches don't have it. But as long as God's in the middle of it, it's okay. Amen. Praise God. I love that here at this church. Amen. I went and visited churches as God's nowhere to be found in there. Amen. The preacher walks in and starts preaching the Word of God and the truth. Amen. They wonder if the man went crazy. They wonder if they even have to let him finish to get him out of there. Because they don't want God near. Amen, church. Ain't it good to know that God is in the midst today?
Yes.
Amen. Church, it's sad to hear about the little baby that got sick. I got the text from Cassie for everybody to pray. Amen. And when people come together, amen, and started praying. Amen. That text went out. I believe people started praying. Amen. As a church, we should lift up other churches and other people. Amen. And once we start doing that, amen, we'll see God go to work in that storm. Amen. I was waiting to hear this morning on how the baby was doing. I didn't know. I hadn't heard. Amen. But when I heard that the baby was doing better, amen. Praise God, church. God was in the midst of it.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Doctors can't tell you nothing. Amen. Doctors ain't got nothing to do with it. Amen. They can put the paper and with a PhD name on it. And they can put a big frame and stick it behind their desk. Amen. But that don't tell you nothing. It tells me that God is still in control.
Amen.
Praise God. Doctors ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Amen. I love when doctors come in there and they look at you, Brother Jerry, and they say, I can't explain it. I can't tell you what happened. I've run tests and I've run more tests. I took your blood. I checked your blood pressure. I gave you every shot known to man. Amen. And all this stuff happened. I can't explain it.
Amen.
Boy, I can. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God was in the midst of that storm. God is in the midst of cancer. God is in the midst of pneumonia. God is in the midst of the flu. Amen. God is on the person's deathbed today. Praise the day when people set their shoes on. Amen, church.
Amen.
Amen. How many people? Amen. You sit there. I think about the Bible times. Amen. When Lazarus was dead. Amen. The Bible says he's dead 4 days.
Yeah.
Amen. People were sitting there together around his tomb. And they said, you're late, Jesus, you're late. We cried for you to come. Amen. Your lady's dead. He even sneaks in there. Amen, church. And all it took him to say was, move that stone out of the way. Lazarus, come forward. God was in the midst of that. God raised the dead. Amen. He's still raising the dead today.
Amen.
I know a man that used to go down to Dillard's Creek down to the church we used to go to a long time ago. Amen. He died 3 times on the operating table. He had a bad car accident, died 3 times. 3 times God brought him back. God had a purpose for that man. Amen. Since then, he got up and got recouped. Amen. He got better. The first thing he did was gave his heart to Christ. Amen. Because he knew who was there for him. And who wasn't. Amen. The doctors told him, you should be dead. Amen. You shouldn't even be here. Amen. They should be planning your funeral. They should be burying you in the ground. But God said, no, shit, I ain't done with it yet.
Amen.
God's got a mighty work for us to do with here at church. Amen. If you're alive here today, God's got a work for you today.
Amen,
church. Many times where I thought, amen, I shouldn't be alive. I've done a lot of stupid stuff. Amen. Amen. When I was lost, Brother Jerry, I've done a lot of stupid stuff that I should be dead. I shouldn't even be here. Amen. Devil should have me wrapped away and put away for the rest of my life.
Right.
But God was in the middle of it.
Amen.
God said, not yet. Amen. Not done with it. Amen. Not yet. You can't have him. I still got work for him to do. God was in the midst of that storm that I was in. Amen. When the rains were slashing me back and forth. When I went under a few times and didn't breathe. God put me back on top. Amen. God put a work in my life. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. God is in the midst of it. Amen. He's in the midst of it. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Amen. I sat there and I wondered. I sung that song, Brother Eric. No movement happened. I said, Lord, what is going on? Amen. God said it's for you. Stand with your eyes on. Praise God. Amen. He said, Caleb, that storm you're going through, I'm with you in that, buddy. Amen. When you get behind that pulpit and preach, brother, I'm with you every step of the way. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Amen. When I'm going through a sick time, I can't get along in life. Amen. My house has got me down. God says, Caleb, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He's in the midst of your storms.
Right.
I love that verse. Amen. Where it talks about Paul and Silas, amen. Amen, they were in jail. Amen, they were chained up. Amen, them standing in the jail and sitting there watching over. There ain't no way they're getting out of here. Praise God, the Bible tells me when they were in that jail, they started praying, they started singing out loud, amen. Amen, the power of God started moving in that jail. Amen, and the Bible tells me that it started shaking. The jail cell started moving. The walls started cracking, amen. Amen, and the chains just fell off of them. Praise God, amen. And they missed that sword.
Yeah.
What did that jailer say? Boy, I like that. What do I got to do to get some of that? Amen. Woo! Amen. Thank God was there for you. I want some of that too, amen. And Jenna's like, boy, get him in me, buddy. I want some of that too. God is in the midst of your terrible storm.
Amen.
Amen. Bible tells me, amen, that Peter, amen, stepped out of the boat. Amen. And he stepped out of the water. Think he's going to walk a little bit. And the Bible says he went under. He fell in that water. Amen. But I believe God was right there in that storm with him. I believe God. Bible says that God grabbed him by the hand and put him back on top of that water. Amen. People may now, Caleb, that's just superstitious. Amen. There's nobody can walk on water. Who can tell you that? Bible tells me that I've heard it happen already.
Yeah.
Christ did, amen. And that tells me that God picked Peter right up and put him on top of that water. That's what the Bible tells me today, church. Amen. I've got proof, amen, that happened. I've got proof that God exists in our lives today.
Right.
Amen. I hate it for that science, you know. People I saw, amen, were praising this man for all the accomplishments that he's done while he was here. He fought Lou Gehrig's disease the majority of his life. But still, he yet to praise God for how long he lived.
Amen.
He lived a long life. And he spent all of his life trying to prove that God don't exist.
Yeah.
Boy, I think God may have had a purpose for that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
I believe God could have took him right there as soon as he got that disease. But God said, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Ain't it sometimes our lives, God's going to move back and say, boy, since you know everything,
yeah,
I'm going to step out of the way and you go ahead and take it from here. Amen. That's when God strikes us down real quick.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth today? Amen. That science just left this walk alive. Now, I don't know. Amen. His life, he may have gave his heart to Christ. I don't know. And but by the fruits that he's shown here in this life, hey man, it sounds to me that it wasn't good for him.
Amen.
And now he opened his eyes and there stands God.
Yeah. Amen.
There stands God right in front of him. Amen. He said, boy, you didn't have time for me.
Yeah.
Depart from me, I never knew you.
Right.
Ye workers of iniquity. Boy, he became a believer then.
Amen.
Boy, church, one day here today, if you're not a believer, amen, boy, you will be a believer one day.
Right.
Amen, we're coming upon Easter Sunday. Amen, I'm not going to get an Easter Sunday message. That's not my job to do. Amen, but I will tell you one thing. God is forever alive today. Amen. Church, the Bible tells me, amen, that Jesus came back from the dead. He's very much alive today.
Amen.
He's roaming around the earth. Amen. Protecting His children. And one day, church, and one day, these storms that we face, amen, these trials that we go through, and we'll be no more. Amen. We get to lay them all down at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We get to lay down these hospitals. Amen. The sickness that we bear will have to be no more.
Amen.
Never to say goodbye to a loved one here in this life.
Right.
We don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
No more planning your loved one's funeral. We don't have to do that anymore.
Amen.
But until that day comes, Brother Eric, we're going to endure trials and tribulations. We're going to have to endure sickness and pains in this life. We're going to have to endure sorrows and heartaches. Amen. The joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. God is in the midst of your storm today.
Amen.
I'm thankful for God and how far He's brought me. That's the prayer I try to pray every day. I may not say a lot, but every morning I say, Lord, thank you for how far you brought me till today. Amen. I continue to pray, Lord, carry me out of here.
Yeah.
One day when you're done with me, carry me on home.
Yeah.
Amen, church, one day. Amen. I get to lay down. The preaching, I don't have to preach anymore. Brother Jerry, we ain't got to pass it along to everybody anymore. And try to find it. Amen. I try to pass it off too, brother. If I get a chance, I'll do it. Amen. But one day, the preaching will stop. Amen. Because God, amen, will be right there with us.
Amen.
Amen. Church, we have our invitations every day.
Yeah.
Amen. It's sad to see lost people sitting in the middle of a service. And you know God is moving and He's in the midst of the service. Amen. Amen. And no movement happens. It's sad to see a lost soul walk out the door.
Yeah. Amen.
Never to be promised another minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. But I thank God. Amen. I thank God for being with them. Amen. Keep them in this life.
Amen.
Knowing that there's a purpose for somebody. Amen.
Amen.
We all have a purpose. Amen. We need to find it. It's not our job to pass it to somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
If we got a purpose that God's given to us, we better find it and put it to work.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what. I've been going through a lot of storms here lately. Amen. God knows what they are. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you pray until you're out of breath, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
Sometimes I pray, Brother Jerris, Lord, give me an answer.
Yeah.
I can't do this much longer. I can't take it much longer. Amen. But God says, be patient.
Amen.
Just wait for a little while.
Yeah.
Amen. The joy will come in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. He's in the midst of my storm. I find out that.
Amen.
Each and every day that I wake up. Amen. He said, Caleb, was that so bad? Was that so bad that you endured that for a little while? Now you're here. Now things are better. Amen. Just walk with me and I'll walk to you. Amen. Church, I don't have a long message. Amen. But just know that God is in the midst of everything you do. You don't have to do nothing by yourself today. Amen. If you're carrying something on your shoulders, and you may think, Caleb, I feel like I'm by myself in this life. I feel like I'm all alone. I can't do this much longer. Amen. God is with you today. Amen. You don't have to go by yourself anymore. Amen. God is with you all the way. The Bible says, you know, I've said it many times. The Bible says He will never leave us, nor forsake us, till we meet us to the end.
Amen.
You don't have to walk this earth alone, church. As you stand here, can you give me a song, buddy? Amen. I love how the Lord works. Amen. I didn't know where this was going. Amen. I didn't know how it was going to happen. Amen. But all along, amen, that song was for me. This message was for me.
Amen.
But it all could be for somebody else here today.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, think about this now. Amen. God is mighty to save today. He's in the midst of your storm.
Yes.
Amen. That family member you've been praying for, it's coming. Amen.
Yeah.
When you least expect it, it'll hit you like a mighty rushing wind.
Yeah.
Just like Elijah on top of that mountain.
Yeah.
And it went by like a mighty rushing wind. But that still small voice is what saves today.
Yeah.
God is mighty to save, and He's with you in your troubled times. Amen. Just think about that today, church. Please come. If you got a need today, I'd love to pray with you.
Yeah.
Amen. If you'd like to see somebody saved, you can pray for it. We continue praying.
My heart is broken.
I'd love to pray with you that too.
Take it away.
God's got something on your heart today. I don't know. Maybe just me. I don't know. But if you have something you want to pray about today, please come.
Hey,
please come. Hey.